Hello, and welcome back to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. I'm so glad that you have returned to hear the continuation of this series entitled, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. I am your host, Stacy Cagwin. Today's lesson is entitled, From Now to Then, Remember the Past. Today, we will be remembering all that God has done for us. Last week, we learned the 8 elements that our own intercession prayers should include. We broke down each one and learned how to pray in every possible area that we may be facing. We also learned who God is and that He is sovereign to keep His promises and covenant with us. Most importantly, we learned that we must have a friendship relationship with God and to rely solely on Him. Once again, I pray this content will bless you as I declare this proclamation from Isaiah 55, 10, and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever? 2 Chronicles 20:7. Jehoshaphat stood there in the place where God commanded and began to pray. In the previous podcast, we analyzed this prayer, which changed his focus from the problem to the promises when he declared, You are our God. Our eyes are upon you. In this lesson, we continue examining Jehoshaphat's prayer, finding that his concern did not remain on his present dilemma. Instead, he turned his attention from now to then, from the present problem to the past and the future. Remember the past. Moses constantly encouraged Israel to remember God's faithfulness in the past, and it is well for us to take these admonitions to heart. Only take heed for yourselves, and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Deuteronomy 4:9. Take heed for yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make for yourselves a carved image in the form of anything which the Lord your God has forbidden you. Deuteronomy 4:23. Then beware, lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 6:12. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 8:12-14. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Deuteronomy 8:18. These admonitions confirm there is an inherent danger in forgetting what God has done for us in the past. We are to diligently beware lest we forget that God delivered us from the bondage of sin. We are to acknowledge our covenant relationship with Him, recalling all He has done in our behalf. The psalmist David encourages us to remember His marvelous works which He has done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. Psalm 105:5. Some people know God by His words, but have never experienced His work in their lives. We must come to know Him both by His works and His words. When you confront problems, begin to meditate on His works. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. Psalm 143:5. When you are discouraged, recall God's faithfulness to you. My God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, and from the heights of Hermon, and from the hill of Mizar. Psalm 42:6. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. Psalm 77:11. Focus on the inherent power of God's name. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 27. Praise God for the blessings experienced in the past. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 103:2. In the face of desperate circumstances, declare God's promises. For I have become like a wineskin in smoke, yet I do not forget your statutes. Psalm 119:83. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. Psalm 119:93. When David was defeated by the enemy at Ziklag, his wife and family were taken captive. The city was destroyed, and his own men talked of stoning him to death. David encouraged himself in the Lord. He did not wait for someone else to do it. There was no one. He did it himself. When you face the devastation of the enemy, take responsibility for encouraging yourself in the Lord. Don't wait for a pastor or a friend to do it. Encourage yourself by recalling the words and works of God in the past. I hope you will join me next week as we continue this week's lesson, From Now to Then, Hope for the Future. We will be talking about hope for the future and how the Lord will be there in the future just as he was in the past. I encourage you to take the time this coming week to remember everything God has done for you. Try to find and remember even the smallest things that God is doing in your life every day and dwell on that. And as always, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you, and may he keep you in all your ways. And may you have a great rest of your day.
Join Stacy next week as she continues the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. We are on Facebook, PodPoint, LTM Radio, LTBC, and LTM website. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy Stacy's teachings, let her know. Or if you have questions concerning today's lesson, then send her an email. Her email address is stacy@ltmnumber4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltmnumber4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.